Ukraine says its long-range strikes have taken out one-fifth of Russia's oil refining capacity. By Breitbart London on October 28, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukraine's long-range strikes on refineries inside Russia have reduced Moscow's oil refining capacity by 20%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, citing intelligence from Western governments. Over 90% of those deep strikes on Russian soil were carried out by Ukrainian-made long-range weapons, according to Zelensky. He said Ukraine needs additional foreign financial help to produce more of them. "We just need to work on this every day," he said in comments to the media on Monday that were embargoed until Tuesday. Oil exports play a key role in funding Russia's invasion of its neighbor Ukraine. While Ukrainian weapons take aim at the refineries, new sanctions from the US and the European Union are aiming to cut into Moscow's oil and gas export earnings. Despite renewed US-led peace efforts, the war shows no sign of ending after nearly 4 years. With the Kremlin showing no willingness to compromise, US President Donald Trump raised the stakes by announcing sanctions last week against Russian oil giants Rosneft and Lukoil. Those sanctions are due to come into force on November 21, and Zelensky says Trump probably will use this as a tool of pressure or dialogue with the Russians. China and India are the biggest customers for Russian oil. Zelensky said India has definitely given all the signals that it will reduce imports of energy resources from Russia. He said he is hopeful that Trump's planned meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in South Korea on Thursday will bring further reductions in purchases of Russian crude. In other comments to reporters, Zelensky said, "Ukraine has 70% of the $2 billion it needs to fund gas imports for the winter heating season as Russia steps up attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. By next month, Ukraine will be producing between 500 to 800 interceptors per day to stop Russia's Shahed drone attacks, but operators also need training to use them. Ukraine has captured 2,200 Russian prisoners of war in over 6 months of fighting this year in the eastern region, where Russia's bigger army is making a push to capture the city of Pokrovsk, where Ukraine is shoring up its defenses with more troops. Kyiv officials are holding parallel talks with Sweden, France and the US to build up Ukraine's future combat aviation potential." Zelensky says he has requested a fleet of 250 new aircraft in total.